The intersection of North Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue in Baltimore was a site of heartbreak Monday night as a riot raged on. On Tuesday, Baltimoreans were looking to help and to heal. Throughout the city yesterday, there were cleanups, prayer vigils, and meetups at community centers. By the end of the day, you might have thought that Baltimoreans would be exhausted, but as Mary Rose Madden reports, that just wasn't the case.
Police blocked North and Pennsylvania from traffic, and by the afternoon, it made the perfect space for a mix of people, protests, and sunshine, with the CVS that had been set on fire the night before looming in the shadows. If Monday night was about hopelessness and pain, the next day seemed to be about strength and power. Laura Heyman, 29, grew up on the West Side. She said watching the riots was gut-wrenching, and she wanted to be out in the community.
This is a wonderful reflection of the core of Baltimore. We're a community that's actually unified for goodness, and I think that this situation that we have right here reflects that.
Behind her, a brass band of six was just getting going with When the Saints Go Marching In. Deeper into the crowd, close to the police officers at the furthest boundary of the blocked-off space, there was a small group of people who had never met, discussing their city and the best way to bring about the changes they want to see. Mika Nicholson, 29, said this gathering is symbolic.
People that normally wouldn't see each other or wouldn't really talk to each other are now here together, you know, giving hugs, giving handshakes, so I think that's it's beautiful out here.
Renard Parks, 22, said everyone out there wants the same thing, even if they're expressing it differently.
People here praying with each other, us here conversing, even down to the violence that went on. Nobody here wants the violence to be going on. We from Baltimore City. We see enough violence going on. But at the end of the day, we need to come together, and it's as simple as that.
Further away, a crowd of people came together and started singing. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.